We all in withdrawal symptoms as of today. Ad hoc ended last week. Mm-hmm. Today, Madlanga ended. It resumes 7th of April. It continues until August. It has been extended. The interim report that was handed over the first 3 months was handed over 17 December, and the President has already acted on that in respect of appointing a new unit within SAPS to investigate, as well as capacitating IPID and IDAC. The other report that was meant to come out after a further 3 months, which would have been the end of this month, obviously is not happening because so much more is coming out, hence the extension. So what was a 6 month is now going to be a 9 month, and I don't even think it will end by August. I'm sure there'll be a further extension because of the gravitas of what's coming out of this inquiry in respect of the sheer rot, not just in the South African Police Service, but in Metro Police, within the security industry as a whole, and of course these bad players that are both politicians as well as businessmen.
Mm. What is it exactly that Mashatile wants to clear at the commission? And based off a misunderstanding around his name, you know, Paul Mashatile spokesperson Keith Khoza said the deputy president has never met with Matlala, and there was never a plan to meet up with Matlala. And according to some indications, was that the deputy president was never in the country.
It's a strange situation. Sergeant Nkosi, who has acknowledged to gratification on a large scale, and gratification for a corrupt purpose, has taken many forms and guises, as we've seen in this particular Madlanga Commission, whether it's these Brazilian butt lifts, the supply of Zempic, the supply of motorcycles, jet skis, boats, blue lights, cars. We've even heard of legal fees being paid and sex. So it's bizarre about the gratification. One of the things that came out is that Sergeant Nkosi had access to this bank card, and this bank card belonged to Vusi Catbatlala, and he had made withdrawals using this card. And then Vusi wanted this card back. And the reason, or the rationale behind wanting the card back, was a purported meeting with Paul Mashatile. It makes no sense. You know, this guy's been in possession of the card since he collected the jet ski, supposedly. Now suddenly he has to give the card back, and the rationale given is because Vusi Catbatlala needs the card because of either entertainment purposes or whatever the case may be, because he's seeing Mashatile. It makes absolutely no sense. I don't even, of course, he's grafting at straws. He has asked for multiple interpreters, claiming he's been misunderstanding the proceedings that are taking place at Madlanga. But his story regarding that card and the meeting with Vusi Catbatlala and Paul Mashatile makes zero sense.
Mm. According to recent reports, Mashatile spokesperson Keith Khoza said that the deputy president has never met Matlala, and there was never a plan to. And apparently Mashatile does not know the individual associated to in the testimony, and has never had any dealings with him. Was it a bit of perjury by Nkosi?
Nkosi's perjured himself multiple times. he's tried to manipulate the narrative so many times. He was actually called a liar outright by Justice Madlanga, who is a very cool, calm and collected individual. And he said to him, "We're going on a break. You are lying to me. Go think about what you're saying while we're on break, and let's see what you say when you come back." For somebody of the stature of Justice Madlanga to outright call a witness a liar tells you just how bad the testimony is that's been given. But that being said, there's a lot of nuggets that have come out. We've seen the gratification. We've seen the corrupt relationships. We've now seen it extend into Tshwane Metro Police Department, where they had to have the Deputy Commissioner of Police speak on the stand today because of what Nkosi had said regarding security contracts. So we can't dismiss out of hand everything Nkosi says, same as Brown Mokgotsi, but we have to be very clever in analyzing the evidence and seeing what matches up from an empirical perspective.
Mm. Chatting this afternoon to Chad Thomas, organized crime expert. If you have any comments, we'd love to hear from you. And I went to 9913913, a text message or a voice note. You can send that to us. Now, the impression, Chad, of the public and what it would take to restore trust in the policing system, given the details that's been revealed so far. Credibility in the police is the one thing, and credibility in law enforcement in this country is the one thing that is lacking, and it's probably going to take a very long time to rebuild it.
Yes, but we're seeing that there are no cover-ups. We're suddenly seeing an appetite from the state to go head on. And it's not like Zondo where we wait for the end of Zondo's recommendations so that we can act on it. We're seeing things happening right now. We're seeing people suspended. When Corsi named an MMC at Trani Metro Municipality, she was suspended. The Deputy Commissioner of Police, who was the Acting Commissioner of Police for EMPD, Julius Mkhwanazi, was suspended. Police officers have been suspended, like Shibiri, Sabir, and others. So we're seeing action almost immediately, and this begins to restore faith. But one must remember, there's been a deficit of leadership for the past 26 years within the police. It's going to take a long time to fully recover.
Yeah, and that's Chad Thomas chatting to us this afternoon. He is a crime expert, and we're talking about the fact that the Deputy President, Paul Mashatile, wants to clear his name at the Matlanga Commission after Sergeant Fani Nkosi tried to link him to Vusi Musi Kat Matlala.